Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are going in depth today with Principal Scott Doran. He's the principal of the Hastings High School, and it is always so fun to hear about the great things going on there. How have you been?
Oh, been great. Been fantastic. Looking forward to a little bit warmer weather coming up here, but things are going great.
Well, I'm so happy. Boy, I got to tell you, did this school year go as fast as it did for us as parents?
Oh, absolutely. I keep telling people we're kind of going at the speed of sound right now, not quite reaching the speed of light, but it's getting close.
Is that always the way it is, though, every May?
You know, it kind of feels like it, but this year particularly, we're trying to accomplish so much between now and the time the students leave us that it's feeling a little bit crammed, but in a good way.
You know, I'm thinking about these young seniors that are going to be leaving the nest here at Hastings High School very soon. And I look back when they were freshmen, they were not a part of the Hastings High School campus because it was COVID year, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that was the year before I got here. And they persevered. I'll tell you what, their grit and determination to come back and make this, particularly the senior year, pretty special for themselves. They've done a great job as a leadership group.
Well, that's sweet to hear, Scott. What else can you say about this high school class?
Oh, they're like I said, the perseverance and the grit and lack of complaining about all that we ask them to do. Mm. We've got a number of student leaders that volunteer for things. We've got an event coming up here on May 8th at the golf course with our industry council and school partnership just kind of blossoming. And we've had a number of students kind of raise their hand and ask to be part of it as well. So lots of really good things, and I expect a lot out of them, and they're delivering.
Well, that's really nice to hear. You know, I'm really all pro kids. I really think that kids want to do the right thing, the majority of them, and they really just, they need our attention sometimes. But I really think as a whole, our young people are resilient. They're amazing. And I think it's much harder to grow up these days than it certainly was when I was a kid.
Yeah, it feels like the pressures are on them at all times, you know, and I'm not the biggest social media fan. I don't partake in a lot of the Snapchats and the things that the students do these days, but I know that they're navigating the world differently than we did. You know, I graduated in 1989, and things were a whole heck of a lot different back then.
Mm. Well, let's talk about, as we're heading towards the end of the year, I know you recognized a lot of teachers recently, and you had some retirements. Do you want to give a shout out to anybody in particular?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm pretty lucky this year. We have no retirements at the high school level.
You are.
So I get to spend the year with everybody I did this year, next year. And one big shout out I have to mention, and you can't have an interview like this and talk about Hastings Public Schools without mentioning Trent Hansen this year.
No kidding. Talk about stepping up.
Exactly. And that's just his nature. You know, I've worked with him for 3 years now, and I haven't worked with a more competent, just willing jack of all trades gentleman ever, and it this year was a testament to that with his leadership at the middle school while also continuing all of the athletic and activity directing. It was a big ask, and he delivered.
You know, I think it's a great example too of kids. You were mentioning about how your kids that are seniors in particular are showing a lot of grit and hard work. That's a good example of firsthand how we do step up if we're in an organization. And I mean, certainly it's in a completely different building that he is helping out in, and it was a big ask, wasn't it?
It really, really was. And, you know, not just the senior class, too. I'm looking at, we interviewed some sophomores and juniors this morning for upcoming opening student school board representatives. And so to see the amount of students wanting to be part of that initiative as well, really just stepping up and volunteering, I think the next couple of years worth of students is just as competent and excited about their learning and their connection with ISD 200 as the senior class is.
And Scott, when you were a kid, what were you like? I mean, did you, were you a go-getter? What were you like?
I kind of had to be. I moved around a lot. I share the story with people who will listen. I went to 9 different schools before I graduated high school.
Oh, dear.
And most of that was due to my father's job, and we moved around the Midwest a lot and just hit it right where every year it seemed like I was transitioning to a new school. So I learned how to make friends quickly. I joined athletics and some arts. I was in theater. I played soccer, downhill skiing, tennis, and just kind of threw myself out there for, you know, opportunity for failure, but also success. So I feel like those things are we're seeing that in our senior, sophomore, freshman, and junior class as well here.
And those are good life lessons, aren't they? That the more you put yourself out there, the more resilient you're going to be long term. But that's a lot for you as a kid to go through. How did it form you?
You know, it just able to make friends easy, as I mentioned, and just the world view. And I'll give you a short story that, again, I've shared with some people. That my 6th grade year, I was living in Wichita, Kansas. We had moved there during my 5th grade year. In the summer before 6th grade, my birthday was drawn out of a hat for a lottery. There was an integration movement, kind of the desegregation tail end of that, in the late 70s, early 80s. And I was bused for 2 hours a day from Western Edge Farmland, Wichita, Kansas, to downtown Wichita, to a primarily all-black school. And it really, really shaped me and provided some really great insight. And as a 6th grader, you aren't thinking about race and all of those things. But as an adult, I look back on that as probably my most formative year ever.
Boy, that's a great story. And I love how that has come full circle in your job as principal. What are some of the things about being a principal that we might not know? I mean, I was a kid, if you went to the principal, it was like a big fat womp womp.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I...
You're beloved, though, so that must, you must have a lighter touch than most principals.
I might. I'm a little nicer. I try not to come off as very intimidating. But I'll tell you what, when I do call parents, for instance, once a month we have our Rotary Student of the Month Award. And when I pick up that phone and start to talk to parents and introduce myself, if I haven't spoken to them before, there's always a pause. Mm-hmm. There's always an awkward pause because they're wondering what their kid did.
And so it's universal. This is good to know. This is good.
I immediately let them know that nothing's wrong. Your child is not in trouble. I just have some really good news for you. So, and then the ice is broken.
Oh, that's funny. Well, that's great. I appreciate that. So as far as May, boy, our head is spinning. I know this weekend there's a big play, and I did not know that you were once a thespian. How cool is that?
So yeah, a little bit of Shakespeare.
Oh, that's pretty hardcore, Scott Doran. Wow, I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
So don't we have a wonderful arts department? I mean, I think about athletics, of course, goes without saying what a great group we have. But that beautiful space, our beautiful auditorium, it's like a professional theater.
It is. It's nice, and it seats just around 800. And I'll give another shout out to Kara Anderson, who is our theater manager. Works part-time for the district, and she is, again, Jane on the spot. She is always available, and we've got events in the commons, and we need speakers and displays, and she is just, yep, I'm on it. So we have somebody able to make sure that those spaces are used and used well.
So that's this weekend, and then you mentioned some other things coming up.
Yeah, so May 6th, next week, Monday night, Trent Hansen has organized our 2nd annual Sports Awards Night. So that will be in the same auditorium here at the high school. I'm not exactly sure what time that begins.
Then 7 o'clock.
Okay, thank you. The very next evening, we have our first ever Native American Parent Advisory Committee is offering our Native American seniors a graduation ceremony that is typically where they have feathers presented to them and either a star quilt or a blanket, which represents their tribe and their beliefs, and they're organizing that, and it's open to the public on Tuesday the 7th. And then Wednesday the 8th, we have our first industry council event, Building Bridges. It's being held at the Hastings Public House out at the golf course, and we will have a number of students organized into a panel to to let some of our business professionals in town understand what students are kind of experiencing here at the high school. And even more importantly, we're able to listen to the industry on what they're really looking for their next employee and what skills that they are looking for when they look for that next employee to hire. So we're trying to take all of that back to the high school and recreate what we're doing here. I mean, it's a big ask. It's a complete innovation process. So are we able to maybe add some courses that will better prepare our students for life after high school, whether that's going into college or straight into the workforce?
Is this in conjunction with the Chamber of Commerce, what you're doing?
Absolutely. Christy Barce has been fantastic to work with, and she is organizing the space and providing the industry professionals in the school. We'll organize that smaller group of students to have, they're kind of like table captains, where they will be having some individual conversations with a group of professionals and just taking notes on what they're looking for, and the industry professionals can hear about what our students have experienced.
You know, I think it's so wonderful because you're giving a pathway into the real world for kids that they might not even know about. And there's so many different ways to succeed in life, aren't there? There's a college way, there's a trade school way, or there's a lot of just jumping right into the workforce and getting the training you need there.
And you mentioned the exact word, the pathways, and that's what we're trying to create here at Hastings High School. And even down into the middle school, are there courses at the middle school for elective options where kids can start that exploration early? So when they do get to the high school and they have a plethora of options to choose from, you know, they'll have a little head start into what they like and what their strengths are.
So let's fast forward. I know we have a band concert, and then I know we're looking at senior awards night, and that is really special. When I think of the amount of scholarships that are given, you mentioned some of these businesses, but from businesses and different nonprofits, what an impressive evening that is.
Yeah, and I just want your listeners to know that there is one small change, well, not a pretty significant change this year. In the past, we've paired our scholarship night with our department awards. So, for instance, a local scholarship is given to a student, and the second half of the evening, our science department gives out a couple of awards for recognition. We've removed that department awards from that night. We've had some feedback from folks that it's the night gets a little bit long, and people are waiting around for extended periods of time. So we are doing that recognition internally through HCTV and a number of recordings where we're going to send that out to our student body through their advisory, and so they can watch each other receive those awards and hear from the staff just how special we think they are. So that's one change from this year's May 20th awards night.
But then the senior awards, those are scholarships that are given out. Is that correct?
Correct. The first half of that evening will still be the scholarship awards. Yep.
Isn't it amazing the amount of money that is given out? Do you have any idea what that number is?
I don't have the total yet. I usually get that closer to the evening, but it is, I mean, this town and this school district with the surrounding areas as well is just as generous as could be. It amazes me every year that not just the dollar amount, but the thought that goes into the selections of those students. And this year we had, I believe it was 218 applicants for 109 scholarships. So exactly half of the students that applied received one. It's a little bit bittersweet that there are students we know out there who didn't receive a scholarship, but the 109 scholarships that are given, it's hard to fathom.
It really is. And I know it's hundreds of thousands of dollars that are given away.
Typically in the past, yes. And I'm really anxious to see what our total is this year.
So then you have more going on that week of the 20th. I mean, really every night. Are you busy every night? Do you ever eat at home in May?
I do eat at home. There are actually just a small number of events that I can't get to. I have a wife and family. We live over in the West Metro. A little bit of a commute, not too bad, but I try and pick and choose, make sure we're represented at a number of events, but I do make sure I get a little bit of home time during the school year.
Love it. So there's going to be a wonderful vocal concert, and I got to tell you, the vocal department, I love, love, love at the high school, but this spring concert, there's a lighter feel to it, and I think that if the public hasn't been to the spring vocal concert. It's the same wonderful group of kids that puts on that great Christmas concert or holiday concert, but there's a lighter feel and it's more whimsical, so that's always a fun one. And that's on the 22nd, which is Wednesday night.
Just a little shout out too, back on the 22nd, we have our second annual EL family picnic. I believe it's over at the middle school for our English language families. And on the 23rd, the very next evening, we have our AVID Family Night, which is a huge celebration of our AVID program. And it includes, you know, not only celebrating the seniors and the multi-millions of dollars that they receive for scholarship offers, but we intake our eighth graders coming into the high school as AVID students with kind of a signing night where they have a formal signing document and we take pictures with families. So.
And then we're into, what the heck, Memorial Day weekend and that week. And there's an orchestra concert, it looks like, on the 29th, but then we're heading to graduation. The last day of school for those seniors is the 31st. Tell us about that.
The seniors are done on the 31st this year. It is a Friday. That's their last day. And we have another change this year with our seniors. Instead of going to classes for the first 4 hours, we have them actually taking a tour of their old elementary and middle schools with their caps on, driven by bus, and they get to go see their old teachers.
Stop it.
Yeah, and if there was a student who wasn't here in elementary or middle school, they hop on a bus with a friend, and they're able to kind of experience those younger students looking up to them with their caps on for one last tour of the district before graduation.
That is such a darling idea. I love that.
And then we fast forward that next week, and graduation is set for Friday night, the 7th of June.
You mentioned you're relatively newer to Hastings. Is there a cooler place to have a graduation than that beautiful Todd Field?
It's fantastic. And, you know, I knock on wood.
Oh, I know.
The last couple of years, we've hit the weather absolutely perfectly. Sun's out, but it's not too terribly hot. And we do have the backup plan. Again, if we have to be inside, we're at the high school in the gymnasium with overflow seating in the auditorium live streamed. So we'll be able to take care of folks no matter what on June 7th. And make sure your listeners know there, if we end up inside and outside, there are no tickets necessary. We have the space to accommodate.
So how many kids are going to be graduating? Do you know?
I don't have the exact number in front of me, but seniors are right over the 300 mark. So we're looking at combining all of our grades and credits right now. Our four counselors and our registrar are spending night and day making sure those seniors are on track. And if anybody is on the edge, we make sure to help them across that finish line. So we'll have a total number here, I'm guessing, maybe in the next week or two.
Scott, so much going on, but it's all good, isn't it?
All fantastic.
Well, we really appreciate your time. Principal Scott Dorn, he's the principal of Hastings High School, and we could not be more excited for you as you race to the end of the year. Thanks for all that you've done to make this such a successful year for all of those wonderful kids you're in charge of. So you're thanks so again. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this past and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames and